Good morning. Is my microphone on? Okay, good morning. I'm kind of dressed a little bit differently this morning, so I can't really find where I'm supposed to mute and stuff, so be patient with me this morning. I am dressed like this this morning because we do have some baptisms, and it's part of every now and then I feel inspired to wear the vestments here. And that is one of those times where, you know, the Lord leads me to do this. I don't wear it all the time. Some people don't like that I don't wear it all the time. Other people think it's great that I don't. So every now and then I go by what the Spirit leads me to do. So here we are. I do want to greet you and thank you for being here on a day of celebration and worship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is something that we get to appreciate and experience each and every day because the Lord knows us in such a special and intimate way, and we're going to talk more about that today. I do want to welcome those that are online as well to be with us this morning. It is always good to have you. Turn to our announcements this morning. There are still quite a few on here, so keep in mind of what things apply to you and make sure you're a part of them. And there are things that we're inviting you to be a part of. Stephen Ministry is having some training to bring some more people on board into the ministry that they do. We're also looking for people to share their voice in the choir. So if you you don't have to be, they tell me, you don't have to be someone who can read music. They just, if you have a voice that you want to share, and even if you don't want to share because you think it's not good, they say you can come and give it a try. So I'm just sharing the message. Come on out. Mary and Martha is meeting tomorrow. So be a part of that wonderful ministry where the ladies come and just spend an evening together with food and fellowship and just sharing their lives together. Also, I just wanted to, the mini retreat for Mary and Martha is coming up on Saturday. If you did not register for it, but you're still feeling led to do that this morning, see Suzanne. You want to stand up, Suzanne, just so everybody sees. See Suzanne. She will make sure that you get what you need in order to know what to do and where to be at the right time on Saturday. Also coming up from our Dorcas Circle, the Autumn's Blessing Brunch. There's a flyer in your bulletin. Come out and support them with that. In the festival sharing, we have all those packets that are out here. The bags are just beyond the poster or on the pew there. Just grab a bag or two, however many you want to fill. And the kit list there is for you to load those bags and bring them back by September 21st so that we can be a blessing to the world through the festival sharing. I want to take a moment to invite Bob Whip up, wherever Bob is. Bob's right there, to share a little bit about what we did over the weekend here at the church. Just come right up there.
Good morning. I'm Bob Whip, and I was in charge of the garage sale. Today is the first day of next year's garage sale, which basically means big furniture starts tomorrow. If you have any, we'll be happy to assist you. We'll wait for some of the smaller stuff to come in a couple of days before the garage sale. Number one, I want to thank everybody. I mean, everybody. I wish I could shake your hand, but there's just too many. I'm afraid to get calluses on my hands, so let that go. Okay, give you some numbers from this year and last year. Okay, last year on Friday, we did $1,460. This year, we did $1,486.60. Saturday last year, $888.45. This year, $859.36. Pre-sale last year was $3,058. This year it was $5,093. Grand total that we took in 2024 was $5,406.45. This year, $7,438.96.
That's great.
Paid outs last year, $372.23. Paid outs this year, $211.71. Which last year we had a net profit of $5,034.22. This year, $72,27.25, which gave us an increase between the 2 years of $2,193.03 over last year.
Good work.
Good job.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob. All right. So, like he said, you know, if you have bigger furniture or something that you're wanting to get rid of, they will put it online and start selling for the next year's garage sale. So. All right, we're already beginning. It's a great ministry because everything that they make goes to ministries throughout our community and in order to support all the different things that are happening here in Xenia and beyond. With that, let us take our minds and our hearts and put them in God's hands as we receive the prelude this morning. Thank you.
Good morning. If you'd stand as you're able for our call to worship this morning, printed in your bulletin. O God, where could we go to escape your presence?
We go, God knows our name.
If we were to go up to heaven or down to the grave.
You, O God, would be there with us.
If we were to have wings and fly to the far side of the ocean.
Lord, even there, your hand would guide and protect us.
If darkness surrounds us and we lost our way.
Lord, of light, in you there is no darkness at all, and you will light our way.
If you would please remain standing for our opening hymn, In the Cross of Christ I Glory. It's number 295 in your hymnal. We'll be singing verses 1, 2, 3, and 5. Please join me in our opening prayer, also printed in our bulletin. All-knowing God, we gather together with praise and thanksgiving for who you are and for all that you have done for us. You know us better than we know ourselves, all our thoughts and actions, and yet you love us. We praise you for your love and your presence in our lives. May your Spirit move in our hearts and minds as we worship together. Examine our attitudes and actions. Lay bare the things we need to confess. Challenge us with your word and guide us on to paths that lead to life. Amen. If the children would come forward for the children's moments, please.
Good morning.
Hey, everybody. How are you? I am going to tell you some words, and you're going to tell me if these are good or meh. Okay. Grand. Is that it? Like, what's grand?
Like, Really good.
Really good. Okay, how about, hi, how are you, Logan? How about great?
Good, because great means like something is really good or like it's doing good.
Exactly. So, great and grand, both good words, right? Did you know what today is? Did you know today is Grandparents' Day?
Mm-mm.
It is. So, like, if you're a parent, that's nice. If you're a grandparent, that's really nice.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's like to be a great grandparent, but that must be like the best. And did you know that the Bible says in Proverbs that we can learn from each other, that the generations can learn from each other? And from my grandmother, I learned how to cook because she was very patient. And one time I went fishing with my grandfather, and we were out in the boat, and it was a rowboat, and he let me fish. And I caught this great big old fish. I was little. I was probably about Ian's size. And it was a big, heavy fish. And it landed in the boat. And he said, "Ooh, that's going to be a good eating." Well, I didn't know we were supposed to eat it. So I cried and cried and cried and cried and cried until he threw it back. And we learned from each other. Just like I learned from my grandsons. I learned that there's a way to play with transformers, that they move. I didn't know that. And that there's a whole bunch of different songs and a whole bunch of different shows like Paw Patrol, A New World. So this is what we're going to do today in Junior Church. I have cards that we can do for our grandparents. And look, that's me. Not the one with gray hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That one. The little girl. That is my grandmother. That's the one that taught me how to cook. And then inside, we can open up and we can draw and write all about our grandparents. You like that? Isn't that cool? Go for it. So we're going to pray and have a treat and then go on. Dear God, we are so thankful that you created generations, generations that can learn from each other, and that you gave us the grandparents that are full of wisdom and the grandchildren that are so much fun. And we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Everybody can get a treat.
If you would please join us in our prayer hymn today. It's an insert in your bulletin. Change my heart, O God. We'll sing it through one time and then repeat it once as well.
Let us go before our Lord in prayer, following this song of asking the Lord to change us. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, amazing love, Creator of all things. Lord, we understand that You are amazing and creative. But Lord, we also like control. Lord, if we confess that You are the potter and we are the clay, help us to have the courage to be the clay. Open our hearts and our minds to who You are and who we are in You. Help us to see how there are so much in us that we are holding to ourselves. You are the one that can truly mold us, O God, and we just ask that You would help us to partner with You. May Your Spirit be active within our hearts and open us up to a whole new view. A view that can see Your creativity. And that can see how we need to be changed. Lord, we can't see it all, because if we saw it all, we would probably cower into our own being. But Lord, we trust that You are able to mold us a little bit at a time to make us into the beautiful creation that You have made us to be. So Lord, give us encouragement. Help us to encourage one another to walk with You in this new way of thinking, of being vulnerable and being moldable. We are molded all the time by things around us, oh God, and we just allow it to happen. But Lord, if we are more intentional about putting ourselves in Your hands, that's when the goodness can happen. So let us rest in Your hands, oh God, and be shaped by You and not by our own thoughts or others' influences. But Your dreams and vision for us. So Lord, we thank You for how You have awakened us to You and Your Son who gives us that opportunity to change. And it is in that gift that we submit to You, calling You not only Savior, but Lord of our lives that change us throughout our journey of faith. Lord, we commit ourselves to You. Let it be so. Let us now share with one voice the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And friends, now let us be generous with how we have become one in the Lord, knowing that as we give back just a portion, the world is able to receive the blessings that we have been given. Ushers, would you please wait upon us? Please join in the prayer of dedication. Gracious God, you have blessed us beyond measure. You have entrusted us as partners to care for your world. Bless these gifts and our very lives. Transform everything we are in this life into offerings that bring your love to the world. Amen. You may be seated.
This morning's scripture reading is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verses 1 through 6 and 13 through 18. Lord, you have examined me. You know me. You know where I sit down and when I stand up. Even from far away, you comprehend my plans. You study my traveling and resting. You are thoroughly familiar with all my ways. There isn't a word on my tongue, Lord, that you don't already know completely. You surround me front and back. You put your hand on me. That kind of knowledge is too much for me. It's so high above me, I cannot reach it. You are the one who created my innermost parts. You knit me together while I was still in my mother's womb. I give thanks to you that I was marvelously set apart. Your works are wonderful. I know that very well. My bones weren't hidden from you when I was being put together in a secret place, when I was being woven together in the deepest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my embryo, and on your scroll every day was written that was being formed for me before any of them had yet happened. God, your plans are incomprehensible to me. Their total number is countless. If I tried to count them, they outnumber the grains of sand. And if I came to the very end, I'd still be with you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, it is an exciting day for the church. In just a few minutes, we will be celebrating the sacraments of Holy Baptism and Holy Communion. In the sacrament of Holy Baptism, along with the reaffirmation of faith, the welcoming of new members, we rejoice. We rejoice with the candidates in their confession of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and their connection with the family of God, and more specifically, their relationship with us here at Faith Community. In the sacrament of Holy Communion, we celebrate the saving and sustaining presence of Jesus Christ in a mysterious yet wonderful way in which Jesus' real presence joins with us around His table. These sacraments are a means of experiencing God's grace, God's love, in an intimate way as we open ourselves to the Lord's blessings of love, forgiveness, salvation, reconciliation, restoration, encouragement, joy, and peace. Where baptism is an entry point for us in a committed relationship with the Lord and the church, communion is our invitation to a life of eternal community with God and all the saints. This eternal relationship is what God created from the beginning and has never stopped pursuing. The psalmist, in their vulnerability, realized how invested and committed God is to us, even when we are not. The truth is, God knows us completely. The psalmist declared this reality in their opening line, insisting, "Lord, you have examined me. You know me." This is something we all can say, and it would be true. However, because of sin, we want to hide from God. That's what happened in the Garden of Eden, right? Adam and Eve hid in the trees and covered themselves up in shame. They no longer wanted to be known because of their sin. God knows this about us and made a way through Christ for sin to no longer be a barrier for us. Because our core desire as human beings is to be known, right? We want to be loved by others for being, well, ourselves. God knows us better than we know ourselves, and God loves us still. Perhaps we can be encouraged by the psalmist today to be vulnerable with God to experience this goodness of being known. Let's consider for a minute, how well does God know us? Have you ever said to someone, "You don't know me very well"? We have, right? Well, we can't say this to the Lord. Let's see why. What we believe about God determines what we believe about ourselves. We say, as Christians, we believe God is our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. This belief acknowledges that God doesn't only exist, but is active in our lives from the beginning and forever. The psalmist described God's activity like this. You are the one who created my innermost parts. Your eyes saw my embryo, and on your scroll every day was written that was being formed for me before any one of them had yet happened. God, your plans are incomprehensible to me. Do we trust that God created us? Sure, we are made up of DNA from our parents, but who knit us together? Are we each a miracle work of God, marvelously and wonderfully made? I believe it. Every cell, every part, each nuance of our personality, our physical, mental, emotional, and intelligence capacity, and our spirit, that makes us us. God created us. God knows us. So God knows our potential. Maybe I'm reading it wrong, but it sounds to me like the psalmist was amazed by what God had accomplished through them in their lives. When we turn our lives over to the one who knows our full potential, only God knows what is possible. We can be amazed too. I know I am. I would not be speaking to you from this pulpit without knowing I was known by God, my Creator. His preaching was not in my plans. Speaking of that, God knows our potential and the plans God has for us, and God knows our plans too. The psalmist confessed, you know when I sit down and when I stand up, even from far away. You comprehend my plans. You study my traveling and resting. You are thoroughly familiar with all my ways. There isn't a word on my tongue, Lord, that you don't already know completely. Aside from God being our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, there are three other primary realities or attributes of God that come to light as we are awakened by grace to who God is. Our God is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. In other words, these words mean God is all-powerful, ever-present, and all-knowing. So as a product of who God is, God knows our rhythm of life. God doesn't only know how we go about our days. God knows how we will react to people and situations, and more importantly, why we respond the way we do. Remember, God created us. The question is, do we know ourselves well enough to know what makes us thrive and hide, run, or fight as we interact with the world we live in? Self-awareness in the way we have been created and wired is life-giving. There are many tools to help us know ourselves a little better as God might know us, like the Enneagram and Myers-Briggs personality typologies, and there's so many others. But these tools only take us so far. We have to invite the Holy Spirit into our evaluations along with others who we can trust to help us discern how we relate with God, ourselves, and others. Because our behaviors are only part of the story. the way we are wired, the traumas, big or small, that we experienced, and other influence in our lives complete the story. God can help us know ourselves like He does and align our rhythm of life and plans with God's design and plan for our life. You see, God, our Redeemer, doesn't only save us from our sin, but frees us and empowers us with the Holy Spirit to exchange our ways for the Lord's way. Often when we think about God's plan for our life, we think about it being predetermined and specific. From God's perspective, being that all things for all time are already known, it is true that God knows the details of our entire lives. However, because we are bound by time and have the free will to go our own way, God is constantly adjusting the details of the plan to meet us where we are on the journey. The psalmist acknowledged to God, "You surround me front and back. You put your hand on me." You know how you do that with a child? The ever-present and all-knowing God is with us, sees us, knows where we are headed, and knows if our way aligns with the Lord's way. God knows what guidance we need. God, our sustainer, never leaves our side and is ready to lead us. There isn't a situation or a decision that God isn't aware of already and really already knows the outcome. If we go our own way, God is still there. However, the Lord Jesus has given us access through the Holy Spirit to God's wisdom, will, and way. I will be honest with you, it takes patience and intentionality to seek and listen closely for the Lord's direction. Because our will and way is always speaking loudly, and we must be quieted with humility and submission to hear what the Lord has to say. As we adjust to this new rhythm of seeking the Lord's way on a regular basis, we will discover peace within that transcends all understanding. It's a journey to find this kind of rhythm. I'm getting better at it, but my will and way still rears its head. But I'm aware of it, which helps me to notice before I get too far down the road and realize I'm going my own way. God always ready to put His hand on me, on us, to direct us when we are ready to be directed. Because we can fight against it. But God knows us. And the better we know God, the better we will know ourselves as the Lord reveals to us our full potential by His design and plan. How our rhythm of life is misaligned with God's, and how the Lord's guidance to walk in the will and way of God every day is freely given. You see, the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God is the one and only God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. This is the God who loves us. This is the God who knows us, even you and me. May we be inspired to love and know God too. Amen. And now this morning, we have the great pleasure of welcoming some new people into our circle of faith. We have our folks that are coming for baptism and reaffirmation, if you will please come up at this time and line up as I previously showed you. You have to wait on Sarah to go get Logan, I presume. See you guys in this right there. And as Sarah gets Logan, I'll go ahead and invite us into this space, and then I will share a little bit more about who we have in front of us. Because brothers and sisters in Christ, it is through the sacrament of baptism we are initiated into Christ's church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All of this is God's gift offered without price. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism. Acknowledge what God is doing for us and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. So that is what we're coming in today. We have baptisms and we have reaffirmations of faith that are going to be for us to celebrate this morning. So before you, we have on the far end here, we have Sarah Gardner and her son, Logan, who are candidates for baptism. We have Kevin Kramer, who is a candidate for baptism. And we have Dessa Rutherford, who is a candidate for baptism. And then over here, we have Deborah Swigert. You may know her, but she is here to reaffirm her faith in Jesus Christ today with us. We also have Tracy Bradford, who has come and been a part of our community for just a short time this year, but she has come to love us and be a part of us, and she wants to make that commitment today and reaffirming her faith in Jesus Christ as well. So these are our friends before us, and we are going to celebrate with them this morning. But before we get there, I have a few questions I have to ask these lovely people before us. And we should have them on the screen as well so that we can see how we're doing here together. So if you guys can face me, and Logan, he's doing a great job. Actually, if there are some sponsors for these people, I invite you to come up and stand on just on the outside of this rail. You can stand up here and be supportive of them as they are committing themselves to their Lord and Savior. We welcome you to stand behind them as we put them through this journey together. So I'm going to begin on behalf of the church, ask you these questions that are going to help us understand that you have committed your faith to Jesus. So I'm going to ask you, do you renounce, I'm asking all of you here, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sins? If so, I do. And do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms are presented? If so, answer, I do. Very good. Also, do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord, in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. All right, to the parents, so I'm speaking to you. Will you nurture Logan in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? That's perfect. And back to the rest of you all. According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? Thank you. And now, for you sponsors back there, we have some work for you. Will you who sponsor these candidates support and encourage them in their Christian life? Very good. And now, congregation, you're not out of this. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? What's happening? All right, now all of us, that includes you here too, as you are coming into this fellowship, everyone in the congregation, we're going to join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the Scriptures in both the Old and the New Testament, how we have come to understand them. So the responses and everything are on the screens. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father, Almighty Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. So now, we are going to bless the water. So the Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, You swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, You saved those on the ark. Through the water, after the flood, You set in the clouds a rainbow. When You saw Your people as slaves in Egypt, You led them to freedom through the sea. Their children You brought through the Jordan to the land which You promised. In the fullness of time, You sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by the Spirit. He called His disciples to share in the baptism of His death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. And now pour out Your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in His final victory. Now it is time for our friends to come. Sarah and Logan, would you please come forward first? If you could stand right over here, and we'll see everybody that's here. Say hello to Sarah and Logan. I'm going to baptize you first, Sarah. Sarah, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you. And through the Holy Spirit, that you've been born through water and the Spirit, may you be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And all of God's people said, "Now, Logan, dear boy, we are so glad to have you. Logan Timothy, I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ." And all of God's people said,
Amen.
You can step down there. Thank you. Dessa? Dessa, I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit work within you, and being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Come. Kellen, I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit work within you, being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said,
Amen.
And friends, it is now our joy to welcome our new brothers and sisters in Christ. Please share the, it's on the screen. It is a joy having you guys a part of our fellowship and being baptized in the Lord. This is a wonderful and beautiful thing this morning. I hope you can feel that and experience that in which you're through the Lord's grace. And now I invite you to, if you want to come and touch the water and remember, come on up here. Remember your bed. I know that it's been a few years, but touch the water, touch your forehead. Just remember your baptism and be grateful. Amen. Actually, all of you say, Amen. This is a wonderful thing. This is about being a part of the body of Christ. And that's what we're going to get to now. I have just a few more questions for you. Because so far we've made your connection with Jesus and your connection with Christ, universal church through Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the head of the church. So let's now connect you with the United Methodist Church and this local church. So I ask, as members of Christ's universal church, will you be loyal to Christ through the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? If so, answer, I will. And as members of this congregation here at Faith Community, United Methodist Church, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If so, answer, I will. And members of this household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. And receive what they have.
Thank you.
So the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace forever and ever. Amen. Friends, let's welcome these wonderful people to our loving congregation. Thank you. Before you go, I have a packet and your certificates for you. Sarah, for you and Logan. And Callan, here's your certificates. And there's a packet of that. You guys can share that. Deborah and Tracy. Thank you so much. So happy for you guys. Thank you. Our celebration is not over yet, is it? We have welcomed new members today through baptism and reaffirmation of faith. We are here. And as the body, even though you don't have to be a member of the church in order to gather around the table, the invitation is this: Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let's take a moment of silence and just confess our sin and know that before God, we are always brought together as one. Let us take a moment of silence. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. Friends, as I was mentioning in my sermon today, that we have been pursued by God all our lives. God has been pursuing humanity to bring them back into the fold of being fully reconciled and restored in the family of God. Through creation, God created that for us. It is us who turned away, but God pursued us and continued to pursue us to bring us back in to the fold. We call Him the Great Shepherd as He brings us each one sheep at a time into the family. As we talked about, also guiding us and nurturing us and through helping us to be a part of God's design and plan. He created us. He knows us. Sent Jesus Christ in order to bring us that closeness that we had lost by turning away from God. And Jesus says, come through me and I will give you this full access to be reconciled with me. Your sins are no more through Jesus Christ. And Jesus, He made that known as He walked upon the earth to be with us. And He shared the news, the message, the good news of Himself and of the kingdom of God. Because it is the kingdom of God, the family of God is working to be a part of and living through the way that they are responding to their faith. Jesus worked with the disciples that He was able to get to be around Him, to be able to help with sharing that message. He had just a few folks around Him at the time that He was being persecuted. And one last time He gathered around a table and He looked at each one of them. And He saw what was ahead for them. The challenge of walking and believing in Him and all that would come. And He said, I love you. And then He went on and said, on this night that I am being betrayed, I want to share this bread with you. And He broke the bread and gave it to His disciples. And He said, This isn't just bread. I'm giving my body to you. It's going to be broken. But it's going to be given to each and every one of you. Every time you eat of this meal, of this bread, do this in remembrance of me. And after the supper, he took a cup that was well known to them, and they understood that it was the cup of redemption, but they understood it in a way that wasn't presented before. And he looked them in the eye and he said, This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you drink it, remember me. So pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by His blood. And by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory. And we feast at His heavenly banquet. Because it is through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And all of God's people said, Amen. Friends, our table is set. And as I said before, all are invited. You don't have to be a member of this church or anything. If you are coming with an open reception of the Lord today, you are invited to the table. Our ushers will be waiting upon us. We will serve the bread to everyone. Hold on to the bread, and then we'll take it together. And then we'll do the same with the cup. Ushers, Mike. This is the body of Christ which has been given for you. Please take and eat. This is the blood of Christ, which has been shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink. Let us pray. Amazing God, we are grateful for this meal together. Lord, it is only a foretaste of what is to come. May your presence in this meal with us be one that is nurturing, nourishing, and encouraging to us. May your grace be sufficient in all things. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
If you would please stand as you're able for our closing hymn, In Christ There Is No East or West, number 548 in your hymnal.
I know I didn't mention this to our candidates before, but if our candidates who just were received as members today, would you mind exiting first, being available for our community to welcome you? I would appreciate that. And so would they. Now, let's remember that God knows us completely. And it is through how God knows us we can be known in a new way that is God's way of being us being created. So go in peace with that in your mind and in your hearts. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.